Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Gene Sharp has died. The name may not be familiar to most Americans, but Gene Sharp was known around the world for his influential work on how to bring about political change without violence. One of his books in particular became something of a manual from Iran to Eastern Europe to Burma. The book is From Dictatorship to Democracy. Scottish journalist Rory Arrow wrote and produced a documentary about Gene Sharp. We spoke to Arrow on Skype about how he even learned who Gene Sharp was.
I was a Scottish newspaper journalist, and I was being asked to cover a lot of the colour revolutions in the early 2000s. And every time I interviewed a sort of revolutionary or an activist in one of these different countries, they all said the same thing. They said that we're using this manual by an American academic. And at the time, that seemed really strange to me. I thought, is this some sort of CIA conspiracy? What's going on here? Why are so many people in such different countries all using the same book? And so I decided that I had to sort of trace the source, and it was Gene Sharp. And I found him in this working class area of East Boston, in a kind of like slightly ragged round the edges house. And his two things in life really were keeping rare orchids on the top of his house and helping people start revolutions.
What was his thrust there?
The core thrust of Gene Sharp's work is that nonviolent action, which he distinguishes from nonviolence, is a more effective means of struggling against oppression, whatever oppression that may be, whether it's a state or maybe it's a multinational company, something like that. That nonviolent action is more effective than any form of violent action that you can take, and that it actually empowers your movement if you carry out purely nonviolent actions. Nonviolence, he said, was basically it's a weaker conception because it says you're not using violence, but you're not using anything else. And what he did was go back into the history books and sort of really pull together all the occasions in history and the methods by which people had acted nonviolently against different forms of oppression. And he codifies it in this one text, which is short and easily translatable and usable by people all over the world, which is why it was so effective.
So nonviolent movement means what? What's an example?
A nonviolent movement is a movement which, instead of putting your people on the streets and, you know, sort of breaking windows, attacking the police force, attacking kind of state institutions, that they will use means like blockades, like strikes, economic boycotts, and also sort of funny stunts and pranks, like using alternative media to get your message across, but really taking power away from the institutions of the state, not by attacking them, but by trying to convince the institutions which hold up the power to come over to your side. So you don't attack the police, you try and convert the police. So, you know, you get their kids to try and convince their fathers who are in the police to sort of join the side or leak documents or not shoot when the moment comes. So that those are the important things, that you co-opt those pillars of a ruler's power instead of attacking them.
Describe what it was like to film Gene Sharp for this documentary. He was so much, so influential, but so much under the radar and not a showman.
Exactly. It was very difficult to film Gene Sharp, actually, because he was too modest. And I found it incredibly difficult interviewing him. And it was almost killed the film completely, because he just wouldn't take credit for anything. Anything he we talked to him about, he said, well, you know, that is the people that did that. And that's true. It was. But meanwhile, I was having the people who were involved in those revolutions saying, you know, we really needed the guidance that Gene Sharp gave us, because it gave us structure and it gave us hope that there were means other than violence to tackling our oppression.
Rory Arrow, thank you very much for remembering Gene Sharp for us.
Thank you.
Rory Arrow is a Scottish journalist who made a documentary about Gene Sharp. It's called How to Start a Revolution. Gene Sharp died at his East Boston home Sunday at the age of 90. Sharp founded the Albert Einstein Institution in Boston and was renowned overseas for his work on nonviolent political movements. In 2011, Sharp told NPR why nonviolent resistance is more successful than picking up arms.
Because it's wise. Why should you choose to fight with your enemy's best weapons? That doesn't make sense at all. Nonviolent struggle is a kind of people power. You have a much greater chance of succeeding by you choosing the means that they're not equipped to deal with effectively.